Grip. Draw. Anchor. Aim. Release.
One of the reasons why I became a chef was because I love being creative. Growing up wasn't easy. Both of my parents were severe alcoholics. They drank to oblivion almost every night. When I was around, I believe I was 8, and my sister was 10, 11. And she woke me up and said there was a fire. And we had a Lazy Boy chair that was on fire, engulfed in flames, and my mother was passed out in her bedroom. Lo and behold, we couldn't wake her up. She wouldn't wake up for anything. And so my sister and I, at very young ages, are standing there, running back and forth from the sink, putting out the fire with water. I always said, hey, I'm never gonna be like them. And started to drink excessively myself. I was about 26. I went out for 2 simple drinks and ended up blacked out on the wrong side of the road and woke up to blue lights. I knew at this point something had to change. I knew I had to surrender somehow. I didn't think God would accept a hypocrite like me, that I was too damaged to be loved or be loved by something greater than myself. Bail was made the next, well, it was about 18 hours later, and I called my dad and I said, boy, do I need to talk to you. And he was 15 years sober at that time. I called him and I said, Dad, I have to talk to you. He said, what about? I said, I just have to talk to you. I let him know my whole story. First thing he did was say, let's go to an AA meeting. And I've been there for 15 years now. This one night, the craving of alcohol was so overwhelming. I was either gonna walk out the door and go drink, I was gonna jump out the window and say goodbye to it all, or I was gonna hit my knees and beg my Savior to save my life. And I did. The obsession was lifted and I no longer had that urge. At that point, I started to believe. I met a beautiful woman and we got engaged and we went to Passion City in November and we found a home. We both loved the church, we loved the worship and the music. Christmas Eve was a special day. Louis, at the end of his sermon, as he does quite often, ends up inviting you, if you're broken and if you're alone and afraid, to invite Jesus in your life. And he did it via text. I figured that I could do. And so I texted in. After the gathering, there was something in me that told me to get a light bulb. And I walked up and inserted the light bulb. And I felt a sense of freedom again. The way that I was brought up, fear was present all the time. I'm not alone and afraid anymore. I felt an answer. I believed through Christ my Lord. I was now forgiven and loved and saved.
Grip. Draw. Anchor. Aim. Release.
Thank you. I am the mother of a 6-year-old little boy, Tiago, and I love all things cosmetology. I love making people, enhancing their beauty, and just giving them that confidence, especially a woman, to be herself. Growing up with my family, we went to a church that was very rigid and basically made me feel like I wasn't good enough. Like, no matter what I did, I was never gonna be good enough to get God's acceptance. I went into my teen years, began running away from home a lot, hanging out with the wrong crowds, drinking, doing drugs. When I was in 10th grade, I ran away to downtown Atlanta, and I fell into the hands of wrong people, specifically a pimp. He kept me for 8 days. I was afraid. If anything, I may have felt that God was just punishing me. I felt like this was gonna be the rest of my life. And finally, when my mom found me was when she sent me off into treatment for 15 months. And then I graduated that program when I was 17, and then came out and went to high school. I ended up dropping out and moved to Florida. Once I turned 18, I started working at a strip club. I was searching for my worth in money and in men through working in strip clubs that eventually just went on to just full prostitution. I felt like if a man was willing to pay X amount of dollars for me, then I must be worth something. I had never felt wanted or needed by anybody before. When Tiago was born, I felt like this would be the unconditional love that I was looking for. Within a couple years, Tiago's father got deported, and my whole life just flipped upside down. I didn't know what I was gonna do. So I brought my son to my mom, and I left him with her for 2 years. After those 2 years, I was even more tired. When I moved to Atlanta last year was when I knew things had to change. I came with the intention to renew my relationship with my son, and I came with the intention also to renew my faith. Passion City Church was my first stop. There was something different about Passion. It wasn't my grandmother's church. The energy at Passion was welcoming. Nobody was telling me I was gonna go to hell because of how I looked. My mom surprised me with a ticket to the Passion Conference 2016. I didn't know anybody in Atlanta, or I wasn't plugged into a community group or anything. And so when I went to Passion 2016, I was a little anxious because I didn't know anybody. Once we got in, there was something there. I felt Jesus knocking on the door of my heart, like, open up and let me in. And I did it. Christine King spoke, and she said that there was purpose behind our pain. And when she said that, like, the floodgates just opened up. I felt ignited inside. This is what I need. This is the feeling I've been searching for. This is it. I want Jesus. In Passion and through my community group, I've found a sense of friendship, a loving community that doesn't judge me based on my past. They don't see that old Jessica, they see the new Jessica, and they want the new Jessica to flourish and grow closer in her walk. My sense of worth is in Jesus and what he did for me and how much he loves me. I want people to experience what I've experienced. There's a ton of other girls out there like me, similar situations that may feel like there's no way out, and I want them to know that Jesus is the ultimate rescuer, and he sees you where you are, and he meets you there.
These are the stories. And this is the journey that we've been invited into. To wander into that deep mystery of God's unceasing glory that stretches out like a canvas over the hills and valleys of every generation. Come and see what God has done. He lifted up the head of the weary, refreshing the thirsty and the downtrodden. He erased the pages, the chapters of our regrets, and rewrote them with the divine pursuit, his love for us. He renewed the passion of the groom for his bride. He has turned the hearts of the fathers to their children. To those who were far away, to those who doubted and mourned, who rebelled and raged, who questioned and implored the heavens for peace, he heard their cry, and he remembered his promise. He is our shepherd. He led us beside still waters. He restored our soul. His plan to reach this world, fiery arrows in the hands of a merciful God. We are being sent out, soaring over the cities, created to witness his miraculous power, to see the sick healed, to see the lost found, to see the slave freed, to see the dead alive. His word never failing, his church standing firm, his spirit burning brightly, his gospel breaking through, his name splitting history. He has pierced the sky. He has shattered the darkness. He has done the impossible, and he will do it again. Grip, draw, anchor, aim, release.
Thank you, Lord. I love the intro to that little section of the Archer where it just says, the Lord is inviting us into his story. Isn't that amazing? You know, we should have Kleenex on Above and Beyond Sunday, up and down the rows, and definitely for me. The Lord, God Almighty, is inviting you into what He is doing in the world. The most amazing invitation of all, the most staggering dream come true for all of us. The Lord God Almighty is inviting you into His story of what He is doing in the world. And at Passion City Church today, we're saying thank you for inviting us in. And we're saying we say yes to you. We want to be a people who say yes to your invitation to be a part of what you are doing in this city of Atlanta and to the very edges of the world. All through these last few weeks, we've talked about how the church is a flaming arrow. The very point of our tip is the authority of Jesus. His name breaks through every barrier in heaven and on earth and under the earth. We said our tip is the gospel story of the grace and the redemption of Jesus. That's what's in our mouths as we fly through the world. The shaft of that arrow is the people of God, the redeemed ones of God, once broken but now united into His family. We said the feathers that steer and guide our flight, that's the unchanging word of God. But the fire that is on us is the fire of the Holy Spirit who ignites us into supernatural flame that we can fly far and long to the corners of the world with the story that nobody's too far, nobody's done too much, and it is never too late for our God to do a turnaround story. It is never too late for Jesus to restore, to heal, to save, and to put us back together again. This is the story of the Church of Jesus, and this is our story at Passion City Church. And so today we celebrate arrows, lots of arrows, but specifically seven arrows today that are being flung from our house into the world. Today is Above and Beyond Sunday. I love the name Above and Beyond Sunday. It just says everything about God and everything about the gospel in two words. Above, this is what God has done. And beyond, this is what Christ has done for you and me. And so we respond today and say, we want to go above what we normally do, and we want to see you take us beyond where we normally go. And today that's going to happen as we pray, as we trust God, as we believe as a house together, and as we give of our resources. Things are going to change in this city today. Things are going to change in America today. Things are going to change around the world today. Things are going to change for your children. And today, I believe it, it's going to change things for your children's children. We are a part of a great eternal economy today. And God is going to take what happens in this moment, and He is going to bless it and break it and multiply it in ways, trust me, that are going to blow our minds. And that's what heaven is for. It's long because it blows our minds for a really long time when we see what God has done. The first arrow we're going to be able to fling from our house today isn't going to go very far, but it is going to go to a forgotten part of our city, the zip code that resides just to the side of the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the existing Georgia Dome, now coming more and more on the radar as the new stadium is going to be finished, an area of Atlanta that has long been forgotten. The highest crime rate and every other rate that you could list in the state of Georgia in this area of Atlanta. But there's a beacon of light. There are beacons of light there because you know what? God always puts beacons of light in the middle of the darkness. Bruce Deal leads a phenomenal ministry there called City of Refuge. It's not the only light in that area, but it is such a bright, shining light. They do all manner of things there, but one thing they do is provide a place for women like Jessica coming off the street to live safely with their children. to provide a place where those children can be loved, cared for, nurtured, and protected, where every night those children can go to sleep knowing they're not going to be harmed during that night. They're not going to be scooped up and carried out the back door during that night. They're not going to have to run to another home during that night. And City of Refuge does it day after day after day after day. And guess what? When we give today, Passion City Church is going to be a part of God launching an arrow from this house into their City of Refuge house. And a portion of your giving today, of our giving today, is going to provide the safety and the comfort and the shelter and the provision and the future for those moms and their children. And we're going to be a part of shooting that arrow flaming by God's power into our own city today. And things are going to change for children's lives in Atlanta today because of Above and Beyond Sunday in our house. That's arrow number one that's going to be shot out of our house today. A second arrow being shot out of our house, and I don't know if we'll get applause at all for this or not, but it's higher education. And we've mentioned it a lot at Passion City Church, but we have a dream at Passion City Church that future leaders will be raised up out of this house. For me as a pastor, that means people equipped to lead the church. And some of those people will be called at such a significant level that I personally want them to have a seminary education. I want them to have graduate training underneath them biblically and theologically in the same way that I've had the privilege of having in my life, so that they can lead Passion City Church and Passion City Church as in the future, so they can lead God's church in the future. So less than a year ago in this very room, we said the vision of Passion City Church is to launch Passion Global Institute, an equipping center, not just for people of our house, not just for people of Atlanta, but do you understand anybody in the world can come and be a part of Passion Global Institute? And less than a year ago, it was only a vision, but standing here right now, it is very much a reality. We've already hosted our first master's level class with 50 students in that class. And you're like, well, that doesn't sound like a big start. You haven't been to seminary lately. That's a humongous seminary class, 50 students, and hosting it right here at 515, our amazing team, Transforming Passion Kids. We had all kind of people, young people, older people, people in business, people who are entrepreneurs. We had all kind of people say, I feel God wanting me to prepare and equip myself for the future. And so PGI, just so you'll know one more time, has three opportunities, three entry points for everybody at Passion City Church. There is, of course, master's level education. You can get that at Passion City Church. You can either jump into the master's degree in biblical and theological studies or Christian leadership, 36 hours or 62 hours. Those are graduate level programs accredited by our partner, one of the leading seminaries in the world. And so anyone can be a part of that. The middle layer is the certificate level. And that's where anyone could participate in the 10 labs that we offer over a period of several years. These labs hit on the essential spiritual areas of growth and development that we would love everyone at Passion City Church to take advantage of. But at the certificate level, this level below the master's level, you do a little extra work. You dig in, you have some responsibilities academically, you complete all 10 labs, at the end of which you get a certificate in theology from Passion Global Institute, backed up by Dallas Theological Seminary. That level is an opportunity almost anyone here could take advantage of. But then there's a level below that, because we want every single person at Passion City Church to be fortified in your faith and in your spiritual maturity. So maybe you've always wanted to take a class in New Testament survey. Maybe you always wanted to take a class in theology. Maybe you've always wanted to understand more about global mission. Everyone here can do that. And at the lab level, you do have to read a textbook. You do have to attend some seminars. But the workload is something that everyone can attain. And the price point, we've even lowered it again from a few weeks ago, where it's accessible for every single person at our church. So over the next few years, we are going to equip hundreds of young men and women at the master's level, thousands of men and women at the certificate level, and multiple thousands of people taking advantage of the lab opportunity. And God is bringing the vision of Passion Global Institute to life right in front of us. And think about the arrows that are going to go out of this house as God trains and equips people all over the world. Amazing. The third arrow is an arrow called resources, and we've always believed that resources follow ministry. So it's never been our desire to make something and sell something to people. It's always been our desire to document what God is doing so that more people around the world can experience what God does through Passion City Church or through Passion Conferences or through Six Steps Records. And that's been our plan even from before Passion Days, when Shelley and I used to just make cassette tapes from Choice Bible Study at Baylor University. We've always believed if God is doing something, it's worth capturing that so that more people can take advantage of it around the world. And so in the sphere of shooting arrows today, we've always got arrows going out of our house. We got two album arrows going out of our house. This is almost like a bonus today, like an amazing bonus today. But in September, David Crowder releases American Prodigal, the very best record I believe he's ever made. And Crowder just blows everything out of the water with this record, not to mention that it has the best cover ever made for an album in the history of covers. And then right next to that, Chris's new full-length album coming, Never Lose Sight. It's got the song Good Good Father, which a lot of people know and has traveled around the world, but it is full of phenomenal songs for the church. These albums coming out of Six Steps Records and our partner at Capitol, coming out of our house, led by our team, these arrows, you cannot count in earth where these arrows are going to go, the lives that they're going to touch, the fires that they're going to start for the sake of Jesus. And they're not the only resource arrows going out. There's a children's book coming in a couple of weeks called Good Good Father. It's going to be, I think, the best children's book of the year, hands down, coming out of Passion Publishing. But one of the resources we are most excited about, one of the arrows we're most excited about, really being launched for the very first time today. And our team's been working on it hard for a year, but most of you don't know what we've been working on. But we had the opportunity to create a resource that I honestly believe could possibly be on the desk of your grandchildren. That 50 years from now, someone that you know and love could be sitting at a desk somewhere with this book open in front of them. And the resource is called the Jesus Bible. And you're like, wait a minute, you guys wrote a Bible? That's pretty impressive. No, we didn't write a Bible. God already wrote the Bible. But remember Breath on a Page, where we talked about how this is God's breath on the pages? We talked about the different chapters or sections of the story of Scripture and how all of it ultimately is about Jesus. Well, we had an incredible opportunity with our partner in publishing, Passion Publishing's partner, which is one of the leading Bible publishers in the world, to publish the Jesus Bible. And what the Jesus Bible does is it lets people understand from the very first page that this whole thing is one story in 66 books, and it's all about one person. So what's Genesis about? Jesus. What's Exodus about? Jesus. What's Romans about? Jesus. What's Acts about? Jesus. What are the prophets about? Jesus. What's the Psalms about? Jesus. What's James about? Jesus. What are the Gospels about? Jesus. The whole book is about Jesus. And so it is a study Bible. Would you like to see what the special edition looks like? No one's ever seen this before. It's a study Bible, okay? So this is not a pocket Bible. This is not an on-your-phone, flip it out, you know, kind of quickly deal. This is like a real thing. Like, this is a commitment right here. Like, this is a workout. You can, you know, add this to whatever you're doing aerobically on your morning workout, and this is going to help you in a lot of ways. It comes in a leather version for, you know, most people. That brown leather version is going to be amazing. There's a special ladies edition because ladies apparently need their own edition of everything in life. So there's a beautiful leather edition for ladies. But this is the special edition. This is the kind of book that a person can have their whole lifetime and pass on to their kids. And it is a beautiful linen hardback copy. And you're like, that's a large book. It's large because what our team did was we put hundreds of notes on almost every page. We put thousands of articles that help you understand how Jesus is seen in Scripture. And in each of those major headings we talked about, beginnings, remember, revolt, church, people, Savior, church forever, each of those major headings are led out with an article written by the likes of Ravi Zacharias, Randy Alcorn, John Piper, Max Lucado, and myself, so that you have the Bible, but as you read the Bible, you understand Jesus in the Bible. And this special edition, I believe, is one of the most beautiful books you're ever going to hold, and an arrow that is going to change, I hope, future generations and help them have Scripture come alive so that Jesus is standing right there on every single page. You say, I don't know what y'all do around Passion City Church during the week. Well, this is one of the arrows that we'll be launching out of Passion Publishing in the year to come. We believe in the power of God's Word. A fourth arrow often gets overlooked here, but we put it in the archer's bow today because it's not ordinary, even though for us, it's kind of like the teller counting the $100 bills. You can do it all day long and go, yeah, I counted out thousands and thousands or tens and thousands of dollars today and lose sight of what's in your hands. And I just want us to never lose sight of the fact that for 20 years, God has given us the privilege of gathering this generation of 18 to 25-year-olds and seeing them shot out from the heart of God, a flame for His glory to the ends of the earth. In less than 5 months from today, we are going to be standing in history again. We're going to be making history again. We're going to be filling a football stadium with college-age young people for the glory of God called Passion 2017. It is a big, big, big deal in the economy of God. It's a really big thing. It's a really big thing. And so we thank God this year for 20 years. We can't wait to see what God has in the future for Passion. But I'm just standing here today with you trying to imagine in my mind the millions of arrows God has flung out of Passion conferences. Not hundreds of thousands, the millions of arrows of lives that are standing leading churches today, that are leading businesses today, that are on the edges of God's kingdom around the world today, that are leading families today, all touched and set aflame by God at Passion. And so one of the big arrows that we're shooting this year is an arrow called Passion 2017. And there is a way for everybody in this room right now to be a part of that arrow being flung to the world. You're like, well, I'm not 18 to 25. I'm not ready to be a four-day door holder yet. I hear that's like, you know, 18, you know, Mount Kilimanjaro's crammed into 4 days from what I understand. I'm not ready to do that yet. Everybody in this room is going to have an opportunity in the next 5 months to be a part of 60,000 young people being flung by God to the ends of the earth for His glory. The next arrow is an arrow we have seen more close to home. We've talked about the last and least of these in Atlanta at City of Refuge. We've talked about raising up leaders at Passion Global Institute. We've talked about touching people all over the world through the resources that come out of our house. We've talked about the generation coming through Passion 2017, but we also want to see Atlanta, Georgia come alive for Jesus. And so we are staking our claim at Cumberland, and we already saw last Sunday something really amazing and beautiful happen as the miracle at Cumberland came to life right before our very eyes last Sunday. I don't know how many of you, were anybody at Cumberland last week there to see it and can tell your neighbor down the row? It was amazing. 1,800 people showed up in a ballroom at a hotel in Cumberland because they're ready for God to do something in that community and in that neighborhood. I talked to another person today. They said, so many of the people I work with, so many of the people I hang out with, so many of the people I know are in that area and just waiting for something in that area. And so Passion City Church Cumberland is on the rise. And here's the beautiful thing about Above and Beyond Sunday. We have an incredible opportunity right here and right now. We have found 10 acres there, 10 plus acres in Cumberland that are really well suited for what we want to do now and in the future. It might not be the opportunity, you know. Real estate deals come and go. All the real estate people in the room said amen. It's not done until it's done. And this one is not done. But we, under the leadership of God and the leaders of our house, have put 10 acres in Cumberland, not too far from the new SunTrust ballpark, right in the thick of it all, close to 285, easily accessible from every direction. We put 10 plus acres under contract right now as Passion City Church. It could be our home. It could be our home. The price tag on it is $12+ million. And that sounds like a lot of money. It's not that much money for what's happening in the Cumberland area right now. And as the Braves have staked their claim there, it has really ignited all of that area again. And real estate there is not going to get any cheaper in the future. And we feel like this is a great value for the 10 plus acres that we're looking at. But the reality is we don't have $12+ million in our bank account right now. But we do have a great God who's sitting high and lifted up on a great throne, who has all the resources of the world. And we have an extraordinarily generous house of people. And we believe in miracles. And the miracle at Cumberland is still on the table today. And as we come to Above and Beyond Sunday today, what a great opportunity to believe God that we could put a sign on that land. You know, we're not going to have a church to gather in real soon there, because that would take God dropping a church down out of heaven onto the 10 acres. And he could do that. I'm not saying he can't, and he might. And if he does, I hope he starts an Instagram account and posts that as the very first picture so that we'll all know that's where it is and we can go and gather there next Sunday. But it's more likely that if God does miraculously provide, we'll put a sign there and say, guess what, Cumberland? Passion City Church is coming right here. But we're going to be sort of temporary for a little while. We're going to meet monthly the rest of the year, starting weekly, sometime after the first of the year, mid to late January. And when we do, we're going to be renting facilities, ballrooms at hotels, event centers, schools, and we're going to have a phenomenal team of people who are going to be showing up on Saturday, organizing things early in the morning on Sunday, tearing things down and packing them back up long after most people are gone. But do you know what happened when we stretched our tent at Cumberland Sunday? On Sunday, we added 1,000 adults to Passion City Church just by stretching our tents into that ballroom on Sunday. That's what happens in a day when you trust God. That's what happens in a day when you stretch your tents wide. That's what happens in a day when you take a step. Yeah, we had a little extra room here, but that was offset by all the people that crammed into the room there, standing room only. And in one day, what will happen in 1 year? What will happen in 3 years at Cumberland? When we don't add 1,000 people to our house at Passion City Church, but we're adding thousands of people to our Passion City Church house. And so, Atlanta, Georgia, we're shooting an arrow to you. Atlanta, Georgia, we love you. Atlanta, Georgia, we believe in you, north, south, east, and west. We believe in Atlanta, Georgia. And as your pastor, it is my hope and my desire, it is my personal prayer that in the not too distant future, not a year from now, 2 years from now, but not too far, more than 5 or 8 years from now, that Passion City Church could be reaching every Sunday in a Passion City Church gathering in this city, at least 1% of the people that live in Atlanta, Georgia. And I pass that sign on Peachtree almost every day because it's in my neighborhood. And right now it says 6.5 million people live in the greater Atlanta area. And I think, you know what? Lord, could 1 out of every 100 of them come and be touched by Jesus at a Passion City Church in the years to come? You're like, Louie, that would be 65,000 people coming to Passion City Church every Sunday. And I'm like, this is the arrow that I pray that God launches out of our church. This would be the future of Passion City Church. And that's different thinking, I know. That's gospel thinking. That's not, well, I got a good parking space today, or, you know, man, we got on the good shuttle.
Oh no, here it comes. We're not getting on the good one today, honey. Let's let these guests go on this shuttle. They don't know. All right. Oh yeah, we're getting on the good one. All right, here we go. It's not that kind of thinking that causes you to make space for 65,000 people. It's gospel thinking that causes you to do that. It's thinking about how long eternity is and how short life is and how we want people to experience the love and grace of Jesus just like we have. So we're flinging an arrow towards Cumberland. It's in flight and it's aflame. And I can't wait to see what God is going to do. Two more arrows. The sixth arrow is that we're thinking beyond Atlanta, Georgia. And this is real gospel thinking, because most people would think, well, let's just, you know, put some more places in Atlanta so that I don't have to drive so far to church. But for me, have you ever had the thought about your relatives that you know that live somewhere else outside of Atlanta, and you're like, man, they would love a church like Passion City? Have you ever traveled to a city and showed up somewhere like a Denver or a Baltimore or Vancouver, Canada, or you were maybe out in LA and you thought, man, look at this city. This city would just love a church like Passion City. That's gospel thinking. And so it's our heart in the near future, by the end of 2017, to send a team out to plant a Passion City church outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And that's why our friends, Ben and Donna Stewart, are in Atlanta, Georgia right now, because Ben and Donna Stewart are going to lead that team and plant that church somewhere in America outside of Atlanta. And I know that's good news, and I know it's bad news. I think the good news is that we believe in that. The bad news is, oh, we were hoping Ben and Donna would stay here, Louie, and maybe you'd go plant a church somewhere else, you know, in America. But I believe in, if possible, serving and raising up the best leaders in the world. And Ben Stewart is hands down one of those. And he and Donna are an extraordinary arrow, a flame for God. And so for over a year, we've been talking, because it's in their heart to plant a church. And we've been talking, what if that was a Passion City church? And so at the end of next year, end of 2017, we'll be cooking with gas at Cumberland, so that's going to be pretty awesome. That's going to be going, and at the same time, there's going to be a new band of brothers and sisters looking for a hotel ballroom, looking for a school that they can rent, trusting God for the resources they need, and plowing the ground just like we have in Atlanta, so that one day there will be more people possibly than at Passion City Church Atlanta, at Passion City Church somewhere else in America. And that arrow of Ben and Donna Stewart is going to be sent out with our fullness, our blessing, and all of who we are, as they've spent time here absorbing our culture, immersing themselves in every layer of Passion City Church, so that together we can take a giant step into another city. Think about that. In just a little while from now, you could possibly move to another city. You're like, well, which city is it going to be? We're not sure yet, but we'll certainly let you know as soon as we find out. But wouldn't it be amazing if by chance your job took you to XYZ city, and when you got there, the one thing you didn't have to do was decide what church you were going to go to. You just went to your church when you went to that city, because Passion City Church was already there and already happening. We're flinging arrows beyond the ATL, because it's a big world out there. And the seventh arrow that we're shooting today, we're shooting to the very edge of the most difficult place on earth. Through our partner Preemptive Love, we're saying yes, and not we've kind of grown weary of hearing about it, to the refugee crisis of the world. Omran, this little boy in Aleppo, Syria, has captured the heart of the whole world. The building that he was in was bombed in the conflict there. A lot of children did not survive, but Omran did. And as they placed him in an ambulance and he wiped the blood off of his face, the whole world was like, what in the world? And I want you to know that Passion City Church, we're always going to do more than just feel something. We're always going to do more than just feel something. Everyone felt something. The world changes when everyone does something. The world doesn't change when you feel bad. The world changes when you do something, when you step up and say, I don't have but a dollar in my hand, but I'm telling you what, I can do something to be concerned about the refugees of the world. And so through our partner, Preemptive Love, they're on the front lines. They've been on the front lines for a long, long time, doing amazing things in the world. And they are at the intersection of danger today in Iraq. And we are going to shoot an arrow their way out of our above and beyond giving today. And a portion of everything that's given today is going to go right into the face of the danger to say to people who've lost it all, God still cares. And there are people who still care. This is the gospel. This is the church. This is God's people. This is above and beyond. This is Jesus, people. Jesus always goes above and beyond. And I love it. Thank you, NBC. Thank you, NBC, for two amazing weeks of the Olympics. But thank you, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Or Rio. I just want to make sure all the Portuguese speakers know that we do know that it's Rio. Because for 2 weeks now, what Jesus said is coming true again when he said, you'll receive power when my Holy Spirit comes on you and you'll be my witnesses here in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That was the promise of Jesus. The story of Jesus is going to go to the ends of the earth. So thankfully, 100 years or so ago, they erected this 12-story tall statue called Christ the Redeemer on a mountaintop overlooking the city of Rio. Thank you for the Olympic Organizing Committee for inviting the world to the greatest competition of sport in the city of Rio. And thank you, NBC, for all your technicians, all of your amazing genius, all of your equipment, all of your investment, all your time, all your energy, and all your sponsor dollars for showing the world all day long, every single day, for 2 weeks, Jesus himself standing above the city of Rio de Janeiro, Christ the Redeemer, bigger than life, bigger than life. And here's what's cool, here's what's amazing. Every country that can receive a signal on a smartphone or a computer screen or a television, whether it's a closed or open country, a Jesus-knowing country or a Jesus-unknowing country, a Jesus-aware people or Jesus-unaware people, people who can hear the gospel or people who are not allowed by the government to hear the gospel. Well, I say there must have been some creative editing in those countries to show their nations the Olympics and to edit out God's display of saying, thank you, NBC, for allowing me this brief opportunity to cross every continent and every nation barrier with an image of one man, arms outstretched for the whole world. Because above and beyond, and every arrow we're shooting today is in response to the arrow that God has already flung our way. Above and beyond begins with Jesus, the one who went above and beyond for you and me. So that Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, I pray together with all the saints, you will have the ability to comprehend, to grasp, to understand, to fully onboard the love of Christ, how wide it is and how long it is, how high it is and how deep it is, so that you can come to know this love of God and as a result be filled up to all the fullness of God. And then the benediction now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And so today we give and we fling our arrows because he gave and he flung his son into the world. And why did Paul say that you would know how wide and how long and how high and how deep? Well, he wanted you to know how wide the love is. Because when Christ the Redeemer, the one who really is bigger than life, stretched out his arms. It was how far God was putting your sin and my sin from us. As far as the east is from the west, the prophet said, so far he's removed our transgressions from us. How long? I'll tell you how long. If you run your whole life, Jesus still ran one step further, so that when you are done running, he is still standing right in front of you. How high? High enough for us to ascend into the very presence of a holy God. High enough for us to ascend all the way to heaven. Studying Christ the Redeemer, just wanted to learn about it the last few weeks. I learned it's got escalators to help people get up to the top. That ruined it for me. I know I might need one of them, so I might not be so sad at the end of the day, but the gospel being so opposite, no escalator can take you to heaven. But a de-escalator on which the creator of the universe became a baby. That's how you and I are able to stand by faith in Christ in the heights and how deep, he said. So no matter how far down in the muck and the mire and the guilt and the shame and the regret and the sorrow and the darkness you have found yourself, guess what? His love can scoop you up out of the mess and raise you up to the heights.